Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Danielle Huff. Welcome to Intuitively You. This show is for you to understand you, how you vibrate, how you operate, what goes on in your world on a daily life. Are you watching for signs and synchronicities? Are you bringing joy to the center of everything in you? And what would happen if you did bring joy into your life? If everything came from the stem of joy, what would change? What emotions? And we're going to talk about emotions because we talk about them in many ways. But today I want to talk to you about the emotional conscious body. And as we begin, we're going to take a breath, but I want to put some thoughts out there for your mind to conceive as we go through this show so you have a shift of energy in joy. Joy is never outside yourself. Joy is a vibrational level that comes from your heart center you were born with, as if you were born with everything you need. But this place of joy is beyond the emotional state. We want to think about joy as an emotion, but it's actually a state of being. It's a state of consciousness that everything vibrates from, to, and through. And the fifth dimensional world, which many of us have entered in, some of us are still playing the polarity world, but as many of us have created and moved into the 5D energy, it's as if our old emotions can no longer be present. It's as if our old emotions can no longer hold us where we need to, where we were. And this state comes through you of things are better, things are different. And as we tap into that energy today, I want you to take a moment and center into your heart and feel what you feel right now. And trust what you're feeling is real, just for a moment. And we're going to breathe that energy through our body, just the state of where we are. We're not judging it. And then as we go through the show, I want you to feel the difference that makes a difference, because that's where the importance understanding or your aha moments come from. So as we begin to do this energy work, I want you to at least have a glass of water around you, by you, or after the show, because we are going to be shifting a lot of energies into the state of joy. So with that, we're going to create a space. Take a deep breath in. Open to receive. I'm going to start some energy, just shifting, opening. Opening, there it goes, opening even more. Okay, there we go. And we're shifting this open to an open place of playground for you that maybe you've never ventured into today. So with your imagination, with your imagination, I want you to imagine a playground for you, whatever it looks like. And this is a new playground, and it has bright and shiny things in it, and things that make you excited and happy. And the people there are the ones that you want to be there, or people that are also in joy. And as you're creating this on your timeline, because this is happening in real life in your mind, feel the emotions go through your body. Feel the difference of just imagining this happening and being in this moment and how it changes the physical body. Maybe tension releases, maybe that thought flies out. Whatever it is, I just want you to take note of it. Don't judge it, just take note of it. This is your new playground, and you're going to introduce yourself to the new playground as you walk around, and maybe there's a swing or a slide or monkey bars or whatever it is that you feel you want on your playground. And as we walk this playground, and you may slide down the slide, you may go swing for a while, whatever it is, this space is always here for you. I feel like sometimes when we do energy work, we all want to go to the spiritual temple or something sacred. Look, the mind doesn't know anything is sacred until you tell it it's sacred, because it's a belief in and of itself. So a temple is never sacred until someone said, hey, that's sacred, and put a meaning to that. Because I want to chunk it down a little bit, because I think people get spirituality and energy work confused. Spirituality, if you're going to take it from the world view, is just one more religion, one more way of spirit. When you take it from the energy world and you play in this realm, spirit is all consciousness. Spirit just knows. Spirit just is joy, elation. It holds no negativity. But that's the battle in your mind between your ego and your spirit. But when you want to add spirituality, you almost did a religion, right? You see it out there? So we want to pull back from that, and I want to play in the world of energy. Because in the world of energy, everything is possible. Everything is known and unknown. But the truth is, everything stems from your perspective. And if you could hold a perspective of joy for 24 hours, what would change in your life? If you could stay in this playground and play, can swing, go down the slide, whatever that is, what wouldn't bother you? Where would your problems be that you think are problems? Where would your mountains be when there's only molehills? And even if there are molehills, did you just create it to be one because you claimed it? Do you see what I'm saying? When we're talking about joy today, we're talking about it in a whole new realm. We're talking about it from a sense of energy, of vibration, of what it means to you. So in soulful living, living from your soul of energy, you're already connected. There's nothing you have to find or not find. But what happens is you create a opening for conscious awareness to be even more present with you. So that, yes, a lot of things run from the unconscious mind, everything does, but as we consciously awaken into knowing and being, when you don't know something, what does it feel like? And when you find the answer, what does that feel like? You feel that? Just in even doing that, your whole body went, whew. It's like, yes, I understand, or yes, there's no more question. Energy is always present. It's always imprinted. But it's imprinted into the beliefs that you believe. And it's imprinted in your symbolism of what you know, whether it's language, symbols, time, a tree, whatever that is. So when we're going to talk about joy today, we're going to talk about it from an energetic level. And we're going to talk about it of how it creates in your body and how it helps heal the body from dis-ease. Because when you have pure joy straight in your life, aligned in your life, you don't have conflict. You don't have five stories running in your head, right? You don't say one thing and do another. Like, things are aligning. And right now on Earth, things are aligning. So if you're not keeping your word, you're going to be called on it. If you're not aligned with your best and highest good, you're going to be called on it from universe. Because your higher self is tired of watching you not be your higher self. It's ready. It's ready to come out and play here on Earth for a purpose. And how the easiest way to get your highest self to you, if you think it's separate, is joy. Because in the state of joy is a state of peace. And it doesn't mean things don't happen around you, but you don't emotionally attach to them. When you emotionally attach to something, you've decided that you need that to feel something. And that is never true. We are taught that so that we buy more, that we cry when people leave our lives, that we get angry when this doesn't happen. But the truth of the matter is, you are connected to everyone, whether they're in your presence or not. Energy never dies. It just transforms into another energy form. Or lack of form, if you will. But to stay in joy and to stay in that moment, you have to, there it goes. Yeah, there's the energy. Woo! Okay, hold on. It's running now. So in that state of joy, you receive what you're giving.
Right.
And it's easy for people to say, hey, if you don't like your job, change it. If you don't like this, change it. But when you hear that in your emotional mind, what happens? Ooh, I got to pay my bills. Ooh, I got to do this. Oh, I can't do that. And you build the roadblocks. But if you come into the emotion of joy, and just for those that are scientific and love the science side of joy, joy is an emotional consciousness of 540. You can look that up. You can play the tone on YouTube if you want. But 540 is what you're looking for. Now, when we're in the tuning fork world or we're in the solfeggio, it's 528 because that's a vibration. But the emotional body, because it's emotion, because it's emotionally charged, has a little bit more charge to it because we're what? We have a reactionary state, and reactionary state is higher charge. So as you're learning about joy and staying in the state of joy on your playground, and this is your playground, it may have sand, it may have rocks, it may have rubber on the bottom, whatever that is, your footprints are in your playground. And you get to decide who comes in and who doesn't. Not because you like or dislike, because that's not even about 5D energy. It's about who can vibrate at my level. Where's my vibe? Where's my tribe? You hear that, right? And it's become like a little mantra. But the truth is, you do vibrate with the ones you're around. Change your audience, change your brain, right? Change your playgrounds, change your life. You hear these, but we really don't understand the background of knowing why that happens. It's because of the vibration. If you sink into a low vibration, what's that feel like? And what do you attract? And when you're in a good and high state, what's that attract? Do you see that? That's all vibration. Universe only speaks in vibration. We turn it into words, symbols, and meaning. So the vibration of joy going into your heart center, maybe there's a color you like for joy, or maybe you just ask, what color is joy for me? Close your eyes, center in, and play in this playground of joy, and let it move your body. If you're sitting down, maybe your arms want to move, maybe your shoulders move. If you're standing, you may be rocking or tapping or dancing. Just what does joy, the emotion of joy, bring to my life? And if you could turn every cell in your body from the negative cells into joy, what would transform in your life? What traumas? What victimization? What will release? Everything the world has told you about you. Do you realize the biggest lie in the 3D energy world is that you're broken or that you're not healed? You came in as one, and you will transform as one. Because we look at people and go, we're not that, we must be something wrong with us. You are right, and you are okay right how you are in this given moment. You came in this world with these notions, with these energies on purpose. And to say that they're anything less than your highest good would be to discount who you truly are. So when we're talking about the state of joy today, we're talking about the essence of your being that vibrates at the state of joy at all times. It's your conscious mind that filters it out because you have blocks or worries or, ooh, if I get too happy, that might go away. Or if I show express excitement, somebody might not like that. But the truth is, you're the one in your playground. And your joy is within your playground. And how you desire to express it or to be it is your pathway. Do we go through things? Of course we do. There's abuse, there's this, there's that. But on every single level, and this is not to discount the stories and the things that's happened in life, things have happened to me. That's not where we're going with this. Where we're going with this is you choose to respond your way or a way someone's taught you to respond. And I'm going to share something with you from a different perspective. And this isn't to discount sexual abuse. It's not even to discount the action of it. but I want to share something that's been on my heart for the last few days. And that is, if you know my backstory, you know I had sexually touched at 5 years old. With saying that, I didn't know till 22 that that was even wrong or abusive. And that's not to say I'm stupid or dumb. It wasn't in my reality. It was just one thing that happened, right? It just happened. Like, it's like you play house or you play softball or whatever. It's just an activity. It didn't deem bad or good or right or wrong. It was just what it was. And I'm not discounting that. But what I'm telling you is your perspective has everything to do with whether you hold something as trauma or you release it into joy. Because the truth is, I made it through that, right? Didn't take me out. I'm still here. So I can woe is me story through all my stuff, or I can say, man, I'm pretty strong. I'm pretty good to get through this. My joy must be stronger than anything that life is throwing at me, that I'm creating. Do you see how if you lift your perspective, you change your own environment? And in doing that, you change your vibration. You change your playgrounds. Do you notice, for those of you who maybe have gone through stress or addiction or any type of counseling or groups, when you so-called get healed, all of a sudden you don't hang out with those people anymore. Because what happened? Your vibration changed. You really didn't have anything in common until this one event brought you together. And you looked at it as a negative event, so you dwelled on it as a negative event until you could change a positive. And then all of a sudden, your life goes this way and their life goes that way. So you were only vibrationally connected in the negative story. So when you hear opposites attract and when you hear like attracts like, when you're seeing opposites attract, you're not seeing opposites attract. You're seeing them attracting at a lower vibration that you may not understand, that they need a learning in or they've decided they want to experience. And that pulls from your state of joy. So if you're going to create from the state of joy your life in the story you're telling yourself, wouldn't it be amazing to tell it from the point of wisdom, the point of joy? You know, some people get that Pollyanna effect and people poo-poo them, but they really live there because they really believe that, and that's how their life is. And you know they're right because it is for them. I was listening to a reader earlier this morning, and she's like, I hate the word truth and right because it's irrelevant to anyone outside yourself. Think about that. If you're holding truth for you, it doesn't matter what anyone else says until you decide that's no longer true for you. Until you can move perspective, change your mind, right? Think a different thought. It'll always be that truth for you. So I want you to look at your truth and say, are my truths in alignment with my best and highest good? Or did I get programmed from someone else's truth? And I just bought into it. Because I feel like, and this is me speaking of me, if I go back and I never knew that what abuse was, I don't think it would have affected my sexuality any more than it ever did. Because it didn't play a part in my life until it brought up. And I'm not saying there's not bad sexual abuse out there. That's not what this is about. I'm talking more of this perspective of energy, of joy, of what really happens, not our beliefs about what happens, but the light of joy in what happens. And as you move this in your body, as you move joy through your limbs, through your body, you're moving it through your mind because the body follows the mind. But it does it so quickly that we don't even catch it, right? Have you ever felt yourself breathing or not breathing? It takes you a moment to go, oh, am I breathing or not? Well, of course you're breathing. You're still moving. But a lot of us like to hold breath until the moment we can't breathe. And then we're like, oh, I guess I need to breathe. See how things happen on such an unconscious level? So when you're awakening consciousness, when you're awakening into vibration and energy field, you're awakening into a whole new realm that you already knew, but you stepped out of. And if I were to take you back to the first time you ever knew joy, that your body ever experienced joy, that your mind knew what joy was, where would that take you? And let your mind take you there now. Some of you will go in the womb. Some will be before the womb. Some will be outside the womb. Where does it take you? And when you feel, there it comes. And when you feel, because it makes you laugh, right? Babies laugh. Kids laugh because they're joyful, right? Laughter is a language in and of itself. It's an energy language. Yeah. You're learning a lot today that you didn't know, huh? So here we go. So when you go to that place of joy, the first time I ever felt joy, that feeling, let that come through your body. Let that be who you are today. If you're in that funk of, I don't know who I am, I've lost myself, the one thing I can assure you, your joy. When you let the stories go, when you peel off the onions, the layers, the beliefs, the knowings, your pure state of joy. Because you're a pure state of light within the physical realm. And in this state of joy, if you feel it, anchor it into your body, breathe it in, breathe it up. I'm going to, there we go. We're going to bring that through. As I'm doing this, I just want to share with you really quickly that Archangel Christelle just came in, has a whole message for you. So I'm going to let, she came in feminine form today, which angels can show up in either realm, you know that. But she's got a quick message for you. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to anchor in, and she's going to anchor in, I guess, some more joy, and show you a new realm of life that you can live right from now. And this right from now moment is the present. Anything out of the present is your imagination or memory. And maybe you need to write that down. Anything out of the state of now is imagination or memory. And your free will let you play in any realm. You choose it. In the state of now, here we go. Hold on. Oh, greetings, dear ones. Greetings to you. I love this topic, and I had to come and give my little speech of joy. You see, as Archangel Christelle, as I am in my light of being, I channel to you joy from above, like a spotlight above you, and I just shower you down with joy. But oftentimes, your bodies do not receive it because they're vibrating at such a low level. So today, I want to infuse and integrate and lift you. And if you're open, say yes, and it will happen for you. If you're not ready, just say no, it'll go around you. It's your free will. But I am giving it to you today in a state of being, in a state of conscious being. Some of you, the frontal lobe, what you call third eye, will start pulsating. Some of you, your bellies, your I am center on earth is what you call it, will vibrate. Some of you may feel all over vibrations. We're going to get silent for a moment as I run this amazing energy through all of you. This awakened state of joy for you. And just use your breath to shift it through your body. Breath moves energy. You hear that on earth. Breath moves energy. Some of you may hear static on the line. That's because the energy realm of coming through the frequency waves, even through your computers, your auditories on Earth. So we're bringing that through. It's such a level. And if you feel like laughter, laugh it out. Laugh at your problems before you make them problems and see what how big they really are. Laughter is a language that we use. The angels love to get together and laugh. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing because we know the state of laughter heightens the vibration of our worlds as we are pure light with you. And this energy is for you at any time. Call upon me. I'm here for each and every one of you. Ta-ta. Bye for now. I'm off. Let me come back into my body for a moment. That is Archangel Christel. She's here and there. If you've ever worked with her, she's very quick. Boom. And then she's gone. At least she is with me. But anyway, the state of joy, I want you to play in it. I want to hear from you. What is your state of joy? Things do not make you happy. You make you happy. Vibration already is existent without material matter. And that's what you're learning in 5D world, in 6D world, in 7D world, in whatever dimensions you want to play in. We're beyond the matter. We're beyond the masses. Doesn't make you better than or less than. It just says this is where I play. Because there is no hierarchy in energy. Everything is energy. Everything's aligned. That's just the being of it. Hold on. I got to take a breath. Energy is shifting me. Okay. That's what you get with live radio. Okay. So take a moment. Feel your toes. That was a lot of energy coming through. A lot of you may want to go release and cry because you've held such emotion in your body that that's the only way it's going to come out. You may want to go yell. You may want to just scream it out. Whatever you need to do to release the emotion out of your body, do that for you. It doesn't have to be forceful. It could just be breath. But sometimes breath to our conscious mind isn't enough. Like, oh, I need a sound, or oh, I need a feeling. So if you're going to take a moment and there was a jar in front of you and you're going to put everything that is outside of joy in this jar, let it pour in. Fill up the jar. It can be whatever size you need it to be. And you're going to put the lid on it. And then you're going to just let it go away as if someone's pulling it from you. And you see it get more distant and even more distant until it just dissolves into the realm. When your body sighs, come back into center and feel the energy of joy. Just speaking about the energy of joy is the intention of joy. You get it? You're going to get this. If you need a session with me, because we can roll your mind here, you can go to daniellehuff.com or you can reach out by phone 765-520-6773 and schedule your appointment. You can also join our Magical Moments on Facebook. That's a closed group that gives you insight and inspiration and once a month teaching, half-hour teaching. So you can look up that, Magical Moments with Danielle Huff. These are just multiple ways that you can connect. Not all the time does everyone need a session. So whatever you need, we're here for you. Play in joy. Play in your playground. It's always available for you. This is your world. This is your reality. Play it to the fullest. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.